here, I'm very much satisfied, so much. No complaint, nothing. Also, what? Jagmohan.
Govindadas.
Also, so many.
Lalit Mohan.
Who drove me?
Oh,
Rishabh Dev Prabhu. So, just to speak two words. Why you brought me?
This verse admits that I am personally blind. I have no vision. I can't see. I have a desire to see what lies beyond this mundane world. What is the purpose of life? How to attain it? All these things culminate in having association with Sadhguru. I was initiated initially by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, my Diksha Guru. And after he left, I could feel a need. Unfortunately, Gaura Govinda Swami, I was there to take up the slack of my consciousness and pick me up. But he also left in 1996. And his main thrust of his teaching was sadhu sangha. You must have an association of a living acharya, devotee. So, immediately that year, I started touring the world. I came to California in 1997 for the first time. I got a conscious house in 1996. And, you know, initially I was living in another institution, and they warned me, oh, you shouldn't go. You know, you should stay in the institution. But I could see there were some people in the institution that were very morose in their service. And I was about to go, but I said, well, maybe I'll wait and just to see what happens. So even though Radhakanta asked me to go that day to his house, I didn't go. But when I saw the faces and the smiles and the light was booming out of the eyes of the devotees that did go from the institution, I thought, next year, without a doubt, I'm going to go see. So that year, I excused myself from the Pujari service for about 2 weeks to go to Badger, and I received about this thick of material why I actually shouldn't go. But in that material, there was a lecture by Srila Nanaraj, which was very nice. And I couldn't understand, why would they give me a lecture by So I was more enthused, and then, of course, I went to see in Badger, and my heart was completely moved, and I realized that all this propaganda was absolutely false. And I'm doing a great disservice to the mission of Lord Chaitanya by blocking people and stopping people from taking darshan and hearing the real bona fide Mahabharata pure devotee. And this misconception should be erased from people's consciousness so they have access, because this is actually the best method for attaining pure devotee God. And we're happy everyone came. And we hope you come also to Badger when Maharaj comes in May.
Agyanat Mirandasya Gyanan Janushalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sivarami Banchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhyai Vacha Patitanam Pamanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Yuttaraya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tarabhaktaya Yam Praprajantamanupetamapetakritam Dvaipayano dirahakātar yājuha Putre titanme teyātar bhobhinedo Tam sarvabhūta vidayam munimānutosmi tavai vāsmi najimāni tvaya vina Iti bhikyai rādhe tamme We are eternal servant of Krishna. So, Supreme Lord always worry for us. Be my eternal servant by constitution. But now they are suffering a lot. And that is why he descends from Golok Vrindavan. And here he plays so many very sweet pastimes. Sometimes he sends his associate for this, to help that these souls are suffering much. You should go and help them. They are fighting each other. World war always. They are making atom bombs for each other. Burning each other. No one is happy. No peace. Because they have forgotten me. If anyone wants to be happy, they should chant and remember me and serve me. That is why Supreme Lord came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaurhari. Srimati Radhika came in the form of Gadadhar Pandit. They all associate came. Very near her. About 500 some years before. And they gave very easy process to be happy forever. And that easy process was produced by Srila Rupa Goswami. And after that, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all. So we have here explained about the goal of our life, our sadhan bhajan also. So much I wanted to explain the process, easiest process. That has been chalked by Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, especially in the... So, today is last day in this trip. It may be I will come. But I have told so much. I also told in India in the time of Parikrama in Puri. So I'm telling something from Shri Bhajan Rahasyam. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has quoted from so many epics, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita here and there, Upanishads and from here. How we can serve Krishna? He has quoted one shloka, very important, that Jatha Tarur Moola Nishichanena Tripyanti tata skanda bhujo pashakha prano paharacha jathendriyanam tathaiva sarvarhanam achyutecha. Like jathat taror moola nishechanena, there is a tree. It is full of flowers or fruits. Very sweet fruits. If anyone give water in the root of that tree, then it will be green and so much more flowers and fruits may come. But if anyone not giving water in the root, giving water only in fruits and leaves, then what will happen? After some time, tree will be dry, and all flowers, leaves, and fruits will go away. There is another example also. Prano paharacha jathendriya. If anyone may tell that no harm, we are giving water in the root and also we are giving water on leaves so that they may be, some dirt and everything may go. No harm. If he is giving water in the root and also on the leaves, no harm. What harm? No harm. Tree will not be dry. But, you should give only water in root. For this, he is telling. Next, example. Prano paharacha jathendriyana. If he will give something, food in your mouth, all senses will be supported and nourished. But if you are giving to all senses separately, they are not qualified to maintain life. If you are operating your stomach and giving meal here, in eyes if you are giving by injection or anyhow, in ears you are giving, then you must die. So, the root of this whole universe, not only this universe, transcendental world, that world is three times bigger than this. This is only one part vibhuti, only one fourth, only one fourth. And that is not only three fourths, but millions of millions times more than this world. This world has some measurement. Beginning and end, measurement. How big? But that world has no measurement. And that is why it is called Vaikuntha. Our abode is there. But unfortunately we are thrown out by Maya from Krishna because we were neglecting Him. In this world, very few are have some idea or some thought to serve Krishna. All other are totally forgotten. They want to be happy by money, wealth, position and all these things. And that is why they are all quarreling. Even the devotees who know something, but they cannot control their senses. Worldly so much desires. So in this world, very rare can serve Krishna. But anyhow, they have any mood to serve, even Krishna can help them. So, Hari Deva Sada Aradhya, Supreme Lord should be always served. But don't
dishonor
others, any demigods or any lords, supreme lords. One thing he has told Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Srimad Bhagavatam. Na shishyat anubadhniyat grantha naiva abhyasadin bahu na vyakham upavajjinjit narambheta kvachit. Oh, for greed of wealth or anything, position, don't make so many disciples. They will create so many problems always. So don't make. I am not making any shishya. I am telling them to do bhajan and you should or chant Hare name and be happy. I'm making them like friends, all friends. I don't think anyone, my disciple, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and all other in our line, Rupa Goswami never made it. We do to create atmosphere that where we can tell Hari Katha and they will hear. Otherwise none will hear. No? Not as a shishya. Otherwise, you know how much problems they are creating and they will create. You know, your Prabhupada, he made so many disciples and what became? He saw that, oh, I've collected very rare disciples. They want to be themselves Prabhupada, more than Prabhupada. Some became more than Prabhupada himself, themselves. And they wanted to control him. Then he thought that I should give up this world. Because they had desired to control me. Not controlled by Krishna or by devotees. They thought that they are more liberal than me. More
intelligent.
So he left this world. He told me something. But I always remember his words. So, I see that those who think that they are disciples of Narayan Maharaj. But I never think. But they want to make more disciples more than me. I know they want. And they make some disciples. But they cannot be happy. They cannot be happy. They should be first disciple, shishya. Shishya means, what is the shishya meaning? To be controlled by Guru. First they should be controlled by Guru. Otherwise nonsense they will create. They will make a new theory, siddhanta. I know so many who took initiation from Swamiji. In Hawaii there is one. What siddhanta or what?
Siddha Sarupananda.
Oh, so many new thoughts come. More liberal than any of Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu also.
My God.
What they are. Don't read so many grantha. Grantha means?
Scriptures.
Only bhakti grantha. Only one book will do, that is Srimad Bhagavata Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, bhakti granthi is it. If you follow one even sloka of this, oh, you will be perfect. Like in one sloka in Srimad Bhagavata, Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radha kajya ahet tukya
pratihata.
But only one sloka will do. No. Any sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you are. So no need of astrology, no need of biology or what? Biology. Are going to nonsense universities.
To study religion. They are going to study religion.
Because his guru was not qualified. A man who is chanting Krishna name, in his past lives he has read all things, all philosophy. He has learned all 64 kinds of arts and everything he has studied. He has taken bath in all religious places. He has done everything in his life. Then Krishna comes in mouth. So you should be very strong about this. Also, shastron ki vyakhya ke dwara jivan nirbah aur bade kamon ko tyag. Don't maintain your life by preaching. Don't take any money or anything for preaching. If anything coming, at once you should use in Krishna's service. If you are using for yourself and you are maintaining your family, then you will be ruined. Don't sell your preaching, your kirtan, or nagar sankirtan. Always be careful for this.
Srila Prabhupada a lot of times encouraged even his household or disciples to maintain their livelihood and even their family by selling books.
Oh, selling books is okay. From profit something. But you are maintaining yourself by Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, I will read 7 days Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam.
No? And for this I will take 1 lakh rupees. This is that. Oh, anyone invited you to his home, house?
And charge me.
Oh, to do some kirtan. And you are telling that, oh, I will take $100 for this, for 1 hour. These are bad things. If anyone is giving themselves, you can take and use it in Krishna service, devotee service, in this. Very careful. Oh. Devarshi Narada is telling to Maharaj Yudhishthir. This shloka has been told by Narada Rishi. Devarshi Narada is telling. Oh, for sannyasis, they should travel in this world. Only totally absorbed in Narayana. Narada Muni Bajaye Bina. What is the meaning? He's in tour of whole world, always. And what doing? Radhika Ramana Name means Radhika Raman is who? Krishna. Oh, Krishna Name. In this way. So many names of Krishna. And he does it. Always. Observe. A man in anyhow make tutor Narada to teach his sons. Prajapati, Daksha Prajapati. He requested Narada that you are a very learned person. I want that you should teach my children. Oh, so many children. So many thousands. And they were in Narada ashram. Ashram given by Daksha. After some time Narada trained them that only you should try to do bhajan of Krishna. Chant name. Don't be attached in worldly things. Your real father, mother is Krishna. We have forgotten Krishna and now you are in misery. So give up all these things and chant whole life and then back to Godhead. And they followed totally. They were detached from worldly things. We are telling others to be detached from worldly things. For years and years Prabhupada told you. Yes, sir. But we never become detached. I am also saying. But only Narada told once and they followed. Yeah. And they went to forest to chant and to meditate. Prajapati went to that school and asked, where are my boy? He told that. Oh, they went to return back. Where returned back? They never reached to me. Then he told that I trained them. And perhaps they are well trained. But why they don't return back to home, I don't know. Farewell. Then he became furious. And he cursed. Again and again he cursed that you should not stay anywhere. You can stay anywhere only at the time when cows are milked, one cow. That is 3 to 5 minutes, not more. Then he became very happy. Oh, now I was in jail, but now I can travel. And I can train all. So here he is telling Narada Rishi, that very Narada Rishi, a sannyasi should travel without attachment, only to for the welfare of whole universe. He should try to be hitaisi, pranio ka hitaisi,
well-wisher
of whole or
living entity.
You should try to be like that. No one is friend and no one is
enemy.
You should realize this. Only calm makes like so.
Time.
We are controlled by time. For some time, anyone is friend. And for some, after some time, he becomes
foe.
So, only uncontrolled mind is our enemy, and controlled mind is our friend. Don't give any
chance.
No. Don't think that he is my enemy. Anyone. Oh, only enemy is our mind. And for this, don't quarrel to anyone. Tatte nukampam. Always you should remind this slok. What is the meaning of tatte nukampam susumikshama? You. Yes. Tatte nukampam.
This is a verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and it states that whatever suffering one experiences with his body, mind, or words, he should take that suffering as the very special mercy of Krishna, and that he deserved much more suffering, but Krishna is minimizing it. If he's a very advanced devotee, it's because Krishna wants to glorify him, how tolerant he is, as in the case of Srila Haridas Thakur or in the case of Prahlad Maharaj. And one who is like that, who sees all suffering as the mercy of Krishna, he becomes the rightful heir to the kingdom of God. He achieves Krishna's association.
Thank you. Javata Shapswa Nirbaha Srikirjatavat Arthvit Adhikya Nunatamcha Shavate Paramahita. पढ़ो तो है पुस्तक नहीं है जावताश्चार ने जिस मात्रा में विषयों का संग्रह करने से भक्ति का निर्वाह हो उतना ही करो अर्थविद पुरुष उसी मात्रा में धन ग्रहण करते हैं क्योंकि आवश्यकता से अधिक या कम संग्रह करने से भक्ति नष्ट होती है
The devotional practitioners who are following this path, they also have to maintain their life. So for that, in this verse, the advice is given for living whatever is essential, their basic needs to maintain their body and soul together. They should accept only that much of money and other paraphernalia. If they accept or accumulate too much of material objects, then they will be deviated. And also, if they take too little, not enough for themselves, then also they will be obstructed to follow the devotional practice. So they should just take the right amount of money and other sense objects needful for the body.
तदस्तमे नाट्स बुरी भागो भवे अत्र वातु वाचिरश्च जेन हम एको अपि भवज्जनानं भूत्वा निषेवे तो पाद फल. इट मे बी दैट सम टाइम एन ओकेजन मे कम दैट यू मे बी डिस्टर्ब सो मच लाइक सन or daughter may die. Your business may be fell. So much problems may come. But Srimad Bhagavat is telling you, don't be disturbed. It is the nature of this relative world. Don't be. You remember, Shivas Pandit. Once there was kirtan in night in Shivas Pandit's house. So many devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan. And in the meantime, the son of Shivas Pandit, only one son, and he was died. So, the ladies in house all were weeping. Anyhow, Shivas Pandit knew and he went inside and told, if you will weep, I will jump in Ganges and I will give up my life. Why you are weeping? Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord is here. If he wants, he can revive. Or it is the nature of this world that anyone will take birth and anyone die. You will also die. Myself, all will die. So why you are dying? Crying for this? Anyhow, they were somewhat
subsided.
But they were weeping. I asked when he came. Or anyone told in the ears of Mahaprabhu that the son of Srinivas has died. At once he went inside and where the son was, and he kept his hand on the breast of that child. Oh, why you are sleeping? Wake up, wake up. And at once he wake up. Soul returned. Why you went from here? Oh Prabhu, I am now better, in better position. Where you have sent? I don't want to return here. So please, order me to go. They tell me that he is my son, but I see that, oh, I have not been so many times his father. Father or mother. So many lifetimes. So now I am in such a place where I can chant and remember, and very soon I will serve you. Then he told that, do you want that your son should be returned, but he has no relation now. You want your happiness or the happiness of your child? Your child is very happy there. Then they told, they were pacified. Be like Shivas Pandit. Even business fails, no harm. Anyone dies, no harm. Be calm and quiet and chant and remember Krishna. Don't create any problem. And thus do bhajan. I have come only to remind all these instructions. In any way, you should not be stupid. I have received a letter from any good boy that now I have lost my faith in bhakti. Some problems I could not read full, but I a little. Who created problems? Okay. Himself, uncontrolled mind. There will be in this relative world so many things to be disturbed, but we should not. We should be like Prahlad Maharaj. He has told one shloka. Tat sadhu manne asura vajjade hinam sada sammognikna dhiyang asata grahat hitvatma patam grihamanda kopam jadhari maashay. You know the meaning? Ashram Maharaj? Where?
He's practicing the play.
Oh, can you? Then Pundarik. Yes, what Prahlad Maharaj is advising us? So what he answered to his father?
In this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is speaking to his father. Then his father inquired from him that, "Oh, my son, now you have gone to the school for so many days and you have been trained and educated. So I want to know from you the best of the knowledge which you have learned." So in reply, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, "Tata sadhu manye asura vajje dehinam." Oh, best among the demons. This is how he is addressing his father. And his father is feeling very happy and proud that my son is recognizing my high elevated position. And then Prahlad Maharaj is further telling, "Tat sadhu manye asura vajje dehinam samudvignyam asat grahata." That those people who in this world have taken this material conception of life to be the reality, eternal reality, thinking themselves this material body and all the material affairs of this body as their prime business, these people, all throughout their life, 24 hours a day and 365 days a year throughout their life, they are troubled and tortured by the three miseries of this material world. Continuously, they are embarrassed one after another in so many different situations of happiness and distress, and they are suffering. What they should do? Sada samudvignyam asat grahata hitvatma patam grihamanda kupam. And he's further also explaining their degraded state, just like a person who is walking in a forest and is being chased by a lion. And then he comes over a blind well, and to save his life, he jumps into that well. And as he jumps into that well, he hangs himself with two branches which are leaning over that well from the nearby tree. When he is doing that, and he notices that underneath at the bottom of the well, there are so many poisonous snakes and other creatures ready to bite him. And then, if he wants to come up, then the lion is waiting on top of the well to eat him already, to devour him. Now, in this situation, he further notices that those two branches to which he has hung himself, they are being eaten by two rats, and they are black and white in color. Now, what happens when he has taken hold of those two branches? Above and over that branch, there is a beehive which now got shaken by traveling of those branches, and some honey starts dripping out from that beehive, just very close to his mouth. And this person, he is in the middle of complete danger and in such a position that death is surrounding him from all sides, top, bottom, around, everywhere. He licks out his tongue and starts licking that 2-3 drops of honey and feels great pleasure and feels that he's having the nectar of his life. So very soon, what will happen? Whether he tries to come up, or the branches are eaten up by the rats, or he drops on the bottom of the well, he's going to meet them. But just these two drops of honey has made him completely forgot his situation, his precarious situation. This is compared, this example in this verse compares the position of each one of us who is living in this material world and is surrounded with so many problems, representing the snakes at the bottom of the well, the rats representing the day and night who are continuously eating our lifespan. One day after another, we are coming close to our death. And then death itself, there's no guarantee or sure. It's not sure if we're really going to live complete our lifespan or not. Anytime we can die, especially in the world we're seeing now, there's so much tension and everyone is panicked about the terrorists or so many bomb attacks and so many other problems. Still, in the midst of this troublesome situation and in anxieties, what we are doing, we are forgetting this danger because of being attached with the worldly happiness which we are deriving from our wife, children, brother, husband. That 2 minutes of loving affection is taking our attention completely away from this danger which is surrounding us. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling that wake up, O living soul, you should wake up, all these people should wake up. And what they should do? They should go and take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Hari and go to forest and do bhajan. What does it mean by going to forest? He's specifically trying to emphasize that we should go to Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan or Navadvip Dham, we should take shelter of the pure devotees, the bona fide Vaishnavas, and thus make our life successful.
Yes, or Doya Kirtan. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Go.
Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Go.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, we have heard the process of bhakti. How Dhruva, a boy of
5 years.
In 6 months, he attained perfection. And he took darshan of Narayan. In 6 months, one. But we cannot do in Kali Yuga. Life is very short. Annagat pran. What means?
The life is residing in the grains. We cannot grain live without eating.
And he fasted for 6 months. No grain. Even water given. After air also for some time. He was in trance totally. We cannot. We take so many times in one day grains. Grains and grains. No grain but juices, so many juice, injection, tablet. We take it. So it is not good for us. You know Prahlad Maharaj? This is also process. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakham, Atman. You'll have not to follow all. If you are following many of them, that your life is success. There is a slope for this. Shravanam. Parikshit Maharaj only heard 7 days Srimad Bhagavatam and he was perfect. Sukadeva Goswami, only Kirtan. Only Kirtan. And he became perfect. Prahlad Maharaj. What? Smaran. Only?
Remember.
But the pastimes of Krishna. Oh, Krishna is the preferred. Like this. So many problems came on Prahlad Maharaj. His father wanted to kill him by so many ways. But he was not what worried. No disturbance. Oh, you should try to be like that. Always in this world you will be disturbed, but don't be disturbed. Always remember, like Prahlad Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj, only worshipping, archana. Lakshmi Devi, by Pada Sevane. And then? Or Hanuman, always serving Ramchandra, always, day and night.
Oh.
And Akrur Maharaj, like Bandana, and he was perfect. And Arjun, serving but in Sakya mood. And Bali Maharaj,
Sarvatma
Nivedan. He offered everything and he became
Sarvatma.
So if you are following one of them, then you are totally perfect. Your life is successful. You know one thing from the Prahlad Maharaj, his character. He told to boys who were a student. Prahlad Maharaj used to go to his guru name?
Sukracharya.
Sandamar. But real guru was?
Sukracharya.
Sukracharya, you know what is the meaning? Sukracharya.
Seminal line of guru.
Sukracharya.
Preceptors of semen.
How to take birth and how to die. Who is master of all this? If anyone dies and he will sprinkle his mantra and he may die, he again may alive. So he is, how to make a child, if child is like baby, lady, and he can change into
boy,
male, and male to female. He can do everything. He was in charge of this. And he sung both. What? Sand and Namar. Sand means?
Bull.
Bowl. Like bowls. And Amarka, always darkness. Now they are teachers. Prahlad Maharaj going to their schools. Oh, he is bound to go. His father sends. But he never takes anything from that school. Never he took anything. But now I see most of the senior Vaishnavas in the line of Swamiji, they are going to university. I don't know for what they are. Prahlad Maharaj always rejected that. So we should also try to know. By that we cannot be perfect. We can be perfect only obeying our holy master. By Kirtan, Shaman and all of us. Prahlad Maharaj is telling, if suffering are coming automatically, without invitation, if death is coming, any kind of problems are coming, you don't know, don't want, even they are coming. If you have done anything for sukh,
happiness,
it must come. Don't
make any endeavor.
Endeavor for that, to be happy. Oh, automatically it will come. Surely it will come. Do bhajan. Do only bhajan. Shramanam, kirtan and all other things. If suffering coming automatic without anything. Then why not come happiness? If you had done something in past, it must come. Natat prayaso kartabya jata ayubaya param. Don't what?
Don't do any endeavor.
Oh, for making happiness. It will automatic. Always try to remember Krishna, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shramanam, all these things. In the guidance of a pure Guru, this is essential. Try to be tolerant. Especially you should remember the most important shloka of Upadeshamritam. Tannam rupa charitadi sukatnanam kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan braje tadanuragi yananugami kalam naed akhilam ityu upadesh. Always remember. You know? Yes.
Here Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī.
Dhamma is ready. Dhamma will take so much time. So they should begin. So they should be ready. At once. Tell them. Go on.
Here Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī is giving what he calls the essence of all advice, of all instructions in the matter of devotional service. He says one should nicely chant Sukirtanadu, the name, but the name, form, pastimes, and qualities of the Supreme Lord. He should follow in the footsteps of the very highly elevated devotees of the Lord, especially living in Tishtan Braje, living in Vrindavan, if not physically, then at least in the mind. However, also better to live physically in Vrindavan. Tadanuragi Jananugami. This means that those who are Raghunuga Bhaktas, who are Tadatmika with Radha and Krishna and the previous Acharyas, one should aspire for their association and take education and learning and bhajan under their guidance in the Holy God. In this way, one shouldn't waste even a moment of time in this material world or with material activities, but should absorb himself fully in these activities of hearing and chanting under the guidance in a holy place.
So this is the essence of all the instructions that Rupa Goswami tells. Try to be in Vrindavan. If you cannot be in Vrindavan, then by mind also, even, you should practice to be in Vrindavan. I am in Vrindavan, on the bank of Yamuna, very gently flowing. Oh, very, very good flowers, like Beli, Chameli, Yui, all. There are Kadamba trees, Tamal trees there, peacocks dancing, Kakku singing. So be there. And Krishna is always there. Always playing in cowherds, with cowherd boys, all there. What doing? Chanting by ton, beautiful, very sweet, powerful names of Krishna. What names? What names? Sri Krishna, Gopala, Hare Mukunda, Govinda, He Nanda Kishore Krishna, Harshi Jasoda Tanaya Prasida, Sri Ballivi Jivan Radhika. All these names. Weeping, hair standing. In the guidance of very qualified, knowing all thoughts, and a Rashik Vaishnav Guru, in their guidance, always be there. And engaged your senses like this. Then this is the Tadanuragi Jananugami.
Tadanuragi means Krishna Anuragi Jan. In the line of Mahaprabhu Arup Goswami. Always being Buddha. This is the essence of all teachings. Don't worry for money. Life maintaining, don't. It will be automatically. You should practice and see whether it is done or not. And be happy forever. Gaur Premanamaha. Hari Hare Nam. Very soon. Make a place for drama.
The Lord is to receive initiation yesterday and today and the day before. Whoever mentioned, we will now request you to stand up and
for drama.
You should
go. Go.
Dhanishtha Prasi. Dhanishtha.
Yes, our flight is
You are going to return back.
We come back to us.
Just now.
Yes.
Okay. Always have connection there. Where is Dhanishtha?
Dhanishtha, stand up again.
Where is Dhanishtha?
There.
Oh, very good. God name. You should be very strong. Ah, well, Kundalata Dasi, see? Yes. Then? Bhaktin
Manichala.
Oh. Hari Mohini. Hari
Mohini. Janardandas, receive Diksha.
Very good. Very good. Janardhan Prabhuti. Very good, very good. Prahlad Prabhu Ki.
Jayadev
Das Prabhu Ki.
And Siksha received Pita Karma Das Prabhu.
Very good.
Vidura Das Prabhu, receiving Shiksha from Shri.
Oh, Vidur Prabhu ki.
Then the son of Shivananda Prabhu, where is your son?
Oh, name?
Vijay Krishna.
Vijay Krishna. Vijay Krishna Prabhu ki.
Kunti Dasi.
Kulasi Dasi.
Kunti.
Kunti. Kunti Dasi ki. Who is Kunti? Oh. Kunti, where is Kunti? Oh, always. Oh, very good. Kunti Devi ki.
Bhakta Morris.
Very good. What name?
Hari Mohan.
Hari Mohan Prabhu ki.
Hey.
All finished?
Two more. Lakshmi Dasi.
Lakshmi Dasi ki jai. Very fine.
Husband of Lakshmi Dasi. I forgot his name.
Which is Narayan.
Yamuna Prasad.
Yamuna Prasad ki. Hari Hare Namah.
One more announcement. On the request of the devotees who are managing here, Govinda Dasi, Yatma Prabhu and Swami, you all benefited so much by coming here, assembling here in Harikatha. They are trying to organize, manage everything, and they are a little worried. They have only requested you to pay $10 a day.
Don't
so
be
disturbed.
Doing bhajan.
What happened?
Much.
Nobody knows, but they are still hoping that you will be so kind to help us and pay your festival fee. So we only request you, don't hesitate. Of approach them tonight and help out. Thank you so much.
You have to bless you.
Thus ends the class on the evening of the 23rd of December 2001 in San Diego. Hare Krishna.